Before we get started, I do want to give a quick shout out to our 4-H volunteers who are helping to coordinate all of the behind the scenes action that is taking place. And I really appreciate the 4-H stepping out. Mr. Oglesby, you have 2 minutes to respond to each question. You'll get a nice wave of the American flag as your time is nearing an end. We have a lot to cover tonight, so I'll ask you to adhere closely to that. But the first question is pretty easy. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Happy to be here. Thanks everybody for coming.
Good. Glad to hear it. We'll actually kick things over to you first, and I'll ask if you would please give a brief summary of why you've chosen to run and why you feel you're the best candidate for the position.
Okay. So really happy to be here to be able to introduce myself and explain. I have a very unique background. I've lived here for the past roughly 10 years in Stevens County. Me and my wife moved here after leaving active duty Army service. And for being here, we've really grown to love this community. And while I've been here in 10 years, I've owned a small business. I have served as a volunteer firefighter and completed my master's degree in business. And I feel that these unique experiences really set me up to be able to continue to be a public servant and a voice of the people of Stevens County and serve as a local leader.
What specifically will you do to support commerce and industry?
I think to really drive commerce and industry is you have to set the conditions and build an environment that it makes the community attractive to draw in that industry and those businesses. And I think that we've really got to focus on the things that are within our control and not just go after large corporations, but also small businesses. I think small businesses that, you know, have a few hundred employees are overlooked a lot of times as someone that could really come in and really help our community.